This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Hundreds of same-sex couples are lining up throughout California today to get married. Outside San Francisco's City Hall, three couples were in line early this morning.
Hi, my name is John Lewis, and I've been together with this wonderful man for 21 years. Who is?
And I'm Stuart Gaffney, and today is our wedding day. It's a beautiful day in San Francisco City Hall. I can't believe it, except it's a dream coming true right now.
My name's Mike Silverman. I'm from Lawrence, Kansas.
And I'm Dave Greenbaum, also from Lawrence, Kansas.
We had a religious ceremony with our friends and family over 9 years ago. Getting a civil ceremony is important as well because, you know, we are, you know, citizens of this country, and I think it's important to have, you know, equal recognition of all marriages.
Today's really about caring, commitment, and responsibility.
My name is Tyler Barrick, and I've been with my partner, Spencer Jones, for 6 years.
Hi, I'm Spencer Jones. I've been with Tyler for 6 years, and we're really excited about today. We finally get to get married.
Most California counties waited until today to start performing ceremonies, but in San Francisco and a few other places, county clerks kept their offices open last night for weddings. Tamara Keith of member station KQED introduces us to one clerk who married 11 couples after hours.
Freddie Oakley is the clerk recorder for mostly rural Yolo County, and she doesn't fit the profile you might expect for a gay rights activist. She's a dedicated Christian and totally straight.
I have been married for 39 years to the guy I fell in love with in college. We have two daughters. They're both married.
Married to two lovely men, she says. But for Oakley, same-sex marriage has become a civil rights issue, one she believes in passionately. That explains why, while many California clerks were holding off until this morning to start marrying gay couples, Freddie Oakley just couldn't wait.
I long ago determined that as soon as it was legal, I would start hitching people up.
There's a long history between Oakley and the first lesbian couple she married last night, Shelley Bales and Ellen Pontac, both in their late 60s. Like many activist couples, Bales says they've gone to their local clerk's office on Valentine's Day each year for years to apply for a marriage license.
And of course she had to turn us down, but she did it with tears in her eyes.
Oakley says the annual ritual was tough.
And finally, you look at yourself and you think, I can't be a party to this. I really need to speak out in a meaningful way. I wouldn't be a bus driver who tells African Americans to go to the back of the bus.
So last year, Oakley offered same-sex couples certificates of inequality instead of a marriage license. It was her own small protest. She got hate mail telling her she was going to hell. And anti-gay protesters came to her office and even her church. But that wasn't a concern last night as Oakley prepared to make Pontac and Bales one of the very first gay couples legally married in California.
No other human ties are more tender and no other vows are more important than those you're about to pledge. Please face each other and join hands.
Pontac wore a flowing purple shirt and held a bouquet of calla lilies and baby's breath. Bales wore a black velvet tuxedo jacket over her purple dress shirt. And everyone had tears in their eyes.
And repeat after me. I give you this ring.
And then with the tiny county wedding room packed with friends and family, Pontac and Bales signed on the dotted line and made it official.
And I now pronounce you married.
It was something they had been waiting 34 years to do. Stepping into the lobby of the Yolo County Administrative Building, Pontac and Bales were surrounded by reporters.
This is the first time I'd like to introduce you to my wife, Shelley Bales.
And Shelley, how does that sound to you?
Oh, it sounds absolutely wonderful because this is my wife, Ellen Pontac.
And County Clerk Freddie Oakley seemed just as elated.
This is what love is. It's people who support each other and value each other and respect each other, and it's just wonderful.
Every marriage is a leap of faith, but for this couple, maybe even more so. By the end of this year, gay marriages could be illegal again. A measure on California's November ballot would make same-sex marriage unconstitutional. For NPR News, I'm Tamara Keith in Yolo County.